joined on the phone now by Michael Muras, who is works actually for the Red Lake Band. Excuse me.
It's Muras.
Muras, I'm sorry. Michael Muras. At any rate, he is in government and public relations with the Red Lake Band of Chippewa and joins us now from his home. Michael, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for calling.
I read in the Duluth News Tribune the other day about a project that you are involved with, an Ojibwe language sign project over in the community of Bemidji. And I thought that the background of how you got there with a group called Shared Vision was kind of interesting. Tell us how this came about.
Well, it started because, I grew up in the Twin Cities, never met an Indian until I moved up here. And, of course, Bemidji is the center of Minnesota's three largest Indian reservations, White Earth, Leech Lake, and Red Lake. There's always been a little bit of tension between Indian and whites over here. Indian people are fairly large segment of the population. About 20% of Beltrami County is Native American. And this Shared Vision group grew out of a lot of different things, but it was supported by the tribes as well as the county and city and several other entities. Like a lot of things that I've heard, I've worked for Indians for about 15 years. And like a lot of things that happens when they start talking about race issues is that non-Indians get this big, these daunting tasks, in my view. They think, well, we're going to have an all-nation powwow out at the fairgrounds, or we're just going to get more people, more Indian people on the bank boards and things like that. They've got all these highfalutin ideas, and Indian people have heard this all before, and they're suspicious of it. They don't reject it outright, but they have kind of a wait and see attitude. So I was thinking back about how, what would really work, and I've had an opportunity to think about this for several years, because I served on the Visitor and Convention Bureau for about 10 years, and they used to talk about how can we work better with our Indian neighbors for tourism's sake,
Now, where was this that you did this?
Pardon me?
Visitors and Conventions Bureau. Whereabouts did you say?
In Bemidji.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I was on their board for 10 years. So they would talk about this kind of a thing all the time. Well, when I got on the Shared Vision, how your mind wanders and things just seem to come together. And I thought about several different things. One was I lived in Hawaii for a year, courtesy of the United States Army. And I remember when I first got there, I walked into some bathrooms, and they had Kani and Wahine on them. They didn't have the English thing, and they didn't have logos, like they do now with the stick figures. And I didn't know which one to go into. I guessed right. The point is that in Hawaii, the Hawaiian culture is much more a part of everyday life. You don't have to be a Hawaiian to have a luau. The word mahalo, which means thank you, aloha, everybody knows what that means.
Mm-hmm.
All the streets are Kalakaua Boulevard, Kamehameha Drive, Hawaiian is very much a part of the culture. And although not, not completely a Southern Hawaiian culture anymore, but the language, the culture is very much a part of Hawaii. And I started thinking, why not here? Why isn't Minnesota? Why isn't the country like this? And then I was thinking, this tragedy at Red Lake happened, the shootings at Red Lake back in 2005, just about this time, March. And I was visiting with the city manager. My wife was on the city council at the time, and I was visiting with the city manager of Bemidji, and he had this Red Lake flag. The day after this tragedy, he had this Red Lake flag on his shelf, and I said, you got to fly that flag. And he liked the idea. He took it outside, and he put it up and flew it at half mast for a week. I was working at Red Lake at the time, and I never heard such positive comments coming from Indian people about Bemidji. They normally don't like Bemidji. They have to come here to shop, but they normally don't like coming here because they aren't treated that well by a lot of folks. Never heard such positive comments. So all of a sudden, the thing about Hawaii, and then my brother just been to Ireland, and Ireland is trying to recapture Gaelic. because they've been under English domination forever and ever and ever, and couldn't speak Gaelic anymore. So now things, my brother was telling me things are posted in Gaelic and in English, and now all of a sudden the thought just occurred to me, and I mentioned this in Shared Vision, and nobody would listen to me, or they didn't get it or something. And I said it three or four times. Then one day somebody challenged me again when I was sitting in this coffee house called Cabin Coffee House. And I said, you know, I'm going to get up and ask right now. So I went up and asked for the owner. She wasn't there, but the daughter of the owner was. I said, if I bought the signs, would you put up Ojibwe signage on your bathroom doors that say Ikwewag and Ininiwag, which means women and men, respectively? And she said, well, I'll talk to my mother. And about a week later, I hear through the grapevine that this woman has not done that, but what she did do was put Anin and Buju on her front door along with the word welcome in English. And Anin means, it's come to be a greeting. It's complicated what it really means, but it's kind of a greeting, and Buju is a very informal greeting.
Mm-hmm.
And there it was. And so I was thrilled. So I wrote a press release about it and said that I was going to buy the first 20 signs that people would that anybody would post these restroom door signs and with up to a certain amount, and I started walking down the street there and started knocking on doors, and pretty soon I had 20 in about a week.
Hmm.
And it's only I could get a lot more. I'm up to 121.
Wow.
Including some very large organizations like Bemidji State University and the Event Center over here, which is, used to be called the Bemidji Area Bemidji Regional Event Center. But now Sanford Clinic has decided to sponsor it, so now it's Sanford Center. They've got the Ojibwe English in the parking lot, you know, in animals.
Mm-hmm.
The Easy and Eagle bilingual signage in the parking lot, so you know where your car is at. It's got wolf and crane and bear and things like that. And it's also got their bathrooms are posted in Ojibwe in English. And the hospital over here, which is the Sanford Clinic, they're doing it now. And the Bemidji State Park has got their bog trail marked in Ojibwe in English. And it's just kind of taken off. We've gotten a fair amount of press out of it. It seems to strike people, seems to interest people and curiosity of people. And it's not only gotten the curiosity. What I said when I started out, what I would try and sell this to people, is it's going to make Indian people feel more respected and welcome in the community.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to teach the non-Indian a little bit about the culture that was here for hundreds of years before we showed up in the mid-1890s. And it's also going to, the tourists are going to eat it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that's the way it's working. And now Bemidji State University has just really grabbed this thing, and they've got this online thing where you can go and it'll tell you how to say a bunch of words that are related to the North Country, trees and animals and things like that, and tell you how to pronounce the words as well.
Mm.
You can actually get a little bit educated in the Ojibwe language by going to this website at Bemidji State University.
That's pretty cool.
It's just wonderful. And Indian people I hesitate to take credit for something like this because it really does come out of the psyche someplace when something like this happens. You know, you can't really take that much credit for it because there's so many people involved, and it wouldn't be happening if so many people weren't involved. I mean, if the people are putting up the signs, it doesn't happen, you know.
Sure. I want to remind our listeners that we're visiting with Michael Mears, who is with the Government and Public Relations with the Red Lake Band of Ojibwe. Michael, you mentioned the group, you mentioned it a couple of times, the group Shared Visions.
Mm-hmm.
Over there in Bemidji. Can you tell us what that is?
Well, it's an organization that started out by doing again, you know, Bemidji has been dealing with its Indian-white relations, well, certainly since I've been here, 30 years,
mm-hmm.
and probably longer than that, and but I can't say. And they started Bemidji Area Race Relations thing, but Shared Vision came out of a something called Bemidji Leads, which is a bunch of leaders, self-appointed leaders, I might add. but they got together and they decided directions that Bemidji ought to go. And this is one of the things they came up with, was that we need something more than this Bemidji Area's Race Relations Task Force, and which was more interested, I guess, in justice more than than relationships, you know. And so then the tribes kind of signed on to this, and the Northwest Area Foundation signed on, Bemidji State University, the county, the city. And this was created, and it pretty much was whoever wanted to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty loosely structured, but we had the staff of the Headwaters Regional Development Commission to help us get organized, and we identified four areas of which I can't remember what they all are: education, but one of them was cultural understanding, and that's the one that I was interested in because I've always been interested in culture. Mm-hmm. I mentioned Hawaii earlier; I got very interested in Hawaiian culture. Was over in the Far East, got interest in Japanese and Korean culture. And then I came up with the signage idea, so we formed a subcommittee, I formed a subcommittee called the Signage Committee, and this Rochelle Houle, this friend of mine here who lives in Bemidji, volunteered to help me out. And that's kind of the way it started. But there's other things that are going on where we started up something that we call Everything You Wanted to Know About Indians But Were Afraid to Ask.
Hmm.
And people are afraid to ask.
Yes, they are.
What's the proper word? Are you Native Americans, American Indians? Are you Indians? What are you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if they're afraid that maybe they'll use the wrong term because they're so unfamiliar with this culture. And although they're very familiar with ours, they have to live in it.
They've had to be.
But I'll have the county attorney, because he knows that I worked at Red Lake for the time that I have. One of those Indians thinking, he'll call me up. He doesn't have enough guts to ask the chairman of the Red Lake Band, either because he's embarrassed or he's going to feel stupid or he's afraid somebody's going to get offended.
Uh-huh.
You know, so he'll ask me, and I can, you know, I'll tell, well, they have to understand that it's a different culture, and they think that this is the way they think. And it's amazing what people don't know about other cultures. Americans are so
egocentric.
Yeah, they really are. They
sorry,
really are.
Didn't mean and to jump in like that.
No, thank you, because I wish I had command of my vocabulary, but I don't.
You mentioned the positive response of Native peoples. What's been the response of the white population to the signage, the signs that are up?
It depends on who you are. In Bemidji, I noticed in the Duluth paper that there was a lot of commentary about the article, and probably three quarters of it was fairly ignorant. People asking, you bringing up things, why is it Ojibwe English instead of English Ojibwe? Are we not going to start flying the Canadian flag above the American flag, you know? I mean, things like that. And one of them said something like, well, I see that Bemidji says the sign there's got Braille on it. Is the Braille in Ojibwe too? You know, and they're totally not getting it,
right.
You know. That what this, where we're not, this isn't going to be Canada, where this is a French and English speaking country or city. This is about incorporating the culture a little bit more and understanding a little bit more about each other. Most Indian people can't. There's only 1,000 Ojibwe fluent Ojibwe speakers in the country,
right.
Most of which are in Minnesota and most of which are at Red Lake, which most are from Panema.
Right.
The traditional community out there on the spit of land in between the two lakes, it's been kind of isolated all these years. And that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is showing a little bit of respect and learning from each other.
I always find it interesting when the response, you mentioned a few of the responses, is, well, you know, well, why are we having to be forced to go through this? Well, we forced Indian peoples to go through it. We force them to be concerned about our culture. But, isn't it just a matter of respect that we be interested in theirs?
Well, that's one of the things I said, because one of the criticisms that I hear from white people, and this is few, there may be more out there than are willing to actually stand up and say so. You know, it's pretty easy to comment on the Duluth Tribune without having to put your name down. You
right.
know, you can make up a name, Woodfrog, you know, and comment on these pages. You don't have to put your real name down. But one of the things that I hear is, why not Swedish? I mean, there's a lot of Swedes and Germans in this town. Why not that?
Well.
And I said, well, you're not quite getting the idea here. Swedish and German are imported tongues to northern Minnesota, as is English, by the way.
Correct.
And so what we're talking about is an indigenous language and the indigenous culture. Maybe we've got something to learn here about the land. You know, who knows?
Yeah.
You know? But another thing I tell, if they're really resisting, you know, this concept, if they still don't get it when I say that, what I say, well, look, I'm doing Ojibwe English. If you want to do Swedish English or German English, start knocking on doors and go right ahead and do it.
Sure.
More power to you.
Absolutely. Well, I want you to know that it has had somewhat far-reaching effect because of your efforts and the door to our radio station. We have a sign saying Bonjour.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so you can feel pretty good about at least a couple.
I'm going to put that up on our Facebook page.
A couple of over here. So we have been visiting with Michael Muirs. He is with public relations with the Red Lake Band of Ojibwe over in the Bemidji area, talking about a project that they did putting Ojibwe language welcome and greeting signs and also, I guess, bathroom signs.
A lot more than that.
I'm sure you have.
Harmony Foods Harmony Foods Co-op's got all their foods labeled in English. A lot of people are getting carried away with it, which is just wonderful.
That's super. Michael, I want to thank you so much for taking time to be with us. I appreciate not only that, but appreciate your efforts on behalf of this project as well.
Thank you, sir, for taking an interest and for helping to promote it. I think it's a wonderful thing you're doing, and I thank you very much.
I thank you. Take care.
Miigwech, as they say up on the reservation.
Miigwech.
Are you still there? Can I talk to you a second?
Hang on just a sec.